This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Elections scheduled for next week for the mini boards that oversee each Chicago public school have been postponed due to the COVID-19 crisis. It's one of several blows crippling one of the only outlets parents and others have to make decisions about what happens in their schools. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magigan has more.
How many people are on the LSC in this? Raise your hand.
Up until the COVID-19 crisis, a coalition of community groups were on a roll getting people excited about the upcoming local school council elections.
How many people are interested in becoming a part of
this? This is Rod Wilson, a member of the coalition at an event in February. Local school councils, or LSCs, have been around for 30 years. Their members include teachers, parents, and people in the community. They're elected every 2 years. They make key decisions about their schools, including selecting and evaluating school principals and voting on school budgets.
The LSC is the only democracy we have within our educational system in Chicago, because our school board isn't elected, but we do have one thing that's unique across the country, which is local school council. So we want to make sure that we don't lose this power that we do have.
Over the years, there have been attempts to weaken these mini boards, and school leaders sometimes fail to support them. This especially hurts some South and West Side neighborhoods where it's been harder to find people to run. Natasha Erskine with Raise Your Hand, a parent advocacy group, was working hard to change that.
We put in a lot of work in terms of galvanizing the community, talking to parents, flying outside of schools.
But the school shutdown has brought all of that to a halt. For one, postponing the April elections killed momentum built to revitalize LSCs that struggle with vacancies. Along with her team, Erskine has been working hard to keep that initial momentum going. They've been organizing virtual meetings to support struggling LSCs.
Hi, so I wasn't able to come in.
Jennifer Soto is the LSC chair at Saving Magnet School in Wicker Park. She had a pressing issue for CPS now that elections have been postponed.
Schools not having enough members on their LSCs, and they can't come together to assist properly as a team.
Some local school councils like Soto's are managing, but she's concerned about others with vacancies that struggle to communicate with their principals. Without enough members, the LSCs can't function during this crisis.
We all know you can't meet if you don't have quorum. So if they're not going to allow us the opportunity to bring more people on, then it's hard to figure out the deficits that we have in all of these schools where people are struggling.
School district officials say their hands are tied if an LSC doesn't have quorum. Soto and other LSC advocates want a new election date soon and explore ways to hold online elections. But that involves having the state sign off on a new date, and that's a whole elaborate process. The school code also requires voting to be in person by secret ballot. LSC members also want to play a role helping families who need assistance. But the school district says schools cannot share student or parent information for privacy reasons. LSCs could reach out to families they already know and use social media.
Es muy difícil porque los padres trabajan,
That's hard to do, says Nuri Ortega, the vice president of the local school council at Spry Elementary. Not all parents use social media and they have to work. Like other LSC members, she's getting creative and figuring out ways to reach out to families. Ortega and others say CPS should get creative too before letting strict policies get in the way. Because more than ever, in this moment of crisis, district officials need parents and community support, something local school councils are eager to provide. Adriana Cardona-Magigad, WBEC News.